Listen to a lecture in a music class.
Good afternoon, class. Today we'll continue our discussion of American composers. The composer we'll discuss today wrote a huge volume and wide variety of works that are extremely well known today. Now, you might not recognize this picture of him. Do any of you recognize him? No? No guesses even? Okay. How about if I tell you the names of some of his pieces and see if you recognize them? How many of you know Swanee, I Got Rhythm, Porgy and Bess, Rhapsody in Blue, and An American in Paris?
Oh, it's George Gershwin.
That's right. The composer is George Gershwin. He not only composed scores for musicals, films, and operas that are well known universally, but also concert pieces and piano pieces. Now, I'm sure that you can guess what your assignment for this week is. It's the same type of assignment we've had in each of the last few weeks. This week in the listening lab, no surprise, you'll be listening to a selection of his music. Today, in class, I'll give you a brief introduction to George Gershwin. Okay, George Gershwin was born in Brooklyn, New York, in 1898. He began writing popular songs with his brother Ira when he was 15 years old. Ira wrote the lyrics and George wrote the music. Al Jolson's version of Swanee popularized the Gershwin brothers' first real hit song. Then, George and Ira began writing scores for Broadway musicals. Soon, Gershwin musicals were a popular event in New York. Some felt that George Gershwin was able to capture in music the essence of New York in the 1930s. The 1920s. Certainly, his music captured the hearts of Americans. It's become part of American folk music, which is passed on orally from generation to generation. Many people don't realize how many Gershwin songs they know by heart. Gershwin certainly didn't limit himself to music for Broadway. Throughout his career, he wrote numerous other kinds of music, and he's well known today for music in a variety of genres. On the board is a list of three famous works of Gershwin's, each from a different genre. First, we have the jazz piece Rhapsody in Blue. When Gershwin was 26 years old, he began experimenting with jazz and blues themes in orchestral pieces. Rhapsody in Blue is his most successful jazz piano concerto. It's a piece for solo piano and orchestra, and has become the most frequently performed orchestral piece by an American. The first performance of this piece featured Gershwin himself on piano. After a trip to Europe in 1928, Gershwin tried composing art music. The result was the very popular piece, An American in Paris. Now, this impressionistic composition lets the listener imagine he or she is in Paris. Finally, Gershwin also tried writing opera. One of the deepest ambitions of his life was to write a truly American opera, and this he did with Porgy and Bess. This opera, the most famous of his four operas, has become part of the worldwide repertory of opera. Well, that's all for today's lecture. Before next class, your assignment is to go to the listening lab and listen to the selections by Gershwin. I'm sure you'll find as you listen to George Gershwin's work that you already know many of his pieces. Now, you'll know the composer.